Yeah, well, I think the government wants desperately to link something sort of freshish or sounding specific in its new national security strategy paper, which is a year after the first one. And it was struggling, to be honest, to get something sort of meaty to put into this 100-page document. They thought it was timely to put something about cyberspace and the cyber warfare. I'd been building up to draw up some sort of evidence about this, although I have to say not many specifics in it.
Well, I mean, do we know who it is that is threatening cyber warfare on the British government? Is it the Chinese, the Russians?
The head of the security service, MI5, said earlier this year, Jonathan Evans said earlier this year, that the Chinese and the Russians, he singled out those two countries, were trying to attack British states, state government, Whitehall departments, computer systems. And indeed, we reported, and officials confirmed to us a couple of years ago, the Chinese had successfully attacked one or two Whitehall departments' computer systems, including the foreign offices.
This was in 2006, wasn't it?
2006 and 7, yeah.
Now, when you use the word successful, what does that mean?
Well, exactly.
What did they obtain?
Well, I think nothing key. You see, Lord West, who was the Minister of State responsible for security, told some of us today that there's no key, there's no evidence of any key data being lost from any government department. And then he was very coy about mentioning figures, actually, or what they know, what the security intelligence agencies in Britain know. And he said no key data has been lost. And he said that, for example, BT report 1,000 kind of attacks every day. Then I asked what kind of attacks. They're not very important. Most of them are minor ones. So the government, on the one hand, I think, wants to actually alert people, or generally, in a genuine way, I suppose, especially critical national, you know, banking systems and Whitehall departments, alert them to the threat, which is presumably increasing, but doesn't actually say specifically what the threat is, the nature of the threat, or how far it's worsening.
With all this vague rhetoric, are they more specific on how much this is going to cost us?
No, they don't even say that, because it's part of the what they call a single secret vote, which covers the whole budgets of GCHQ, MI5 and MI6, which and the actual total vote is, you know, billion plus, which is not a secret, but any individual program, the cost of any individual program under that, you know, figure is kept quiet. Hundreds of millions of pounds, that's all they will say. And a lot of it's attached to GCHQ in Cheltenham.
Now, the government and computer systems haven't been the best of bedfellows over the years, whether it be nationally or internationally. You know, how do we know this is going to work?
Well, you're right. The government, Whitehall civil servants, do not seem to understand how new technology, high tech, and computer systems work. And they've had to bring in, as we know, private sector companies, I suppose. Pretty obviously they have had to, but haven't been able to manage those systems properly and waste a hell of a lot of money. They don't know what to ask for. They keep on changing the specifics of what programs they want. Minister of Defence and the intelligence services, I have to say, in particular, which is rather worrying. Anyway, terrorists, they say have the intent to try and indulge in cyber warfare, but they haven't got the capability to do it yet. Lord West says the British are probably less vulnerable than the Americans. We know the Americans are quite vulnerable, partly because they started a lot of internet links with government departments, including the military, very early on. And so there's a rather sort of mixed message going on. We've got to do something. There's a potential threat. What is the actual threat? Then they start getting vague about it.